Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, Erev Tov. Good evening, right here, here, here. Ministry Monday, the Monday podcast, second day of the Shavua here. Here we're beginning a new book here, Chazak, Chazak. Be strong, Chazak, Chazak. We need Chazak. And make I and I strengthen one another, make me be encouraged here, picking up with a new book here, the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Devarim. The words, Devarim, called Deuteronomy, repetition of the law. In the Hebrew, it's known as the Mishnah HaTorah. In the Torah itself, in the Hebrew, the Mishnah, the repetition. The repetition of the law. But here for the second day of the 7 days, right here for the first working day for many. Blessings and grace, blessedness and grace. Yes, I, Yeshua, shalom, right here. Here's what it said from Mondays to Fridays on the liturgy.
Andenya, kasenyo iska'arb baluta k'enoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gadaochish bepazion in kwe etagetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable.
As the word says, thou shalt reverence or fear thy mother and thy father in Leviticus. As we have the law, 10 words, which says, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. Yeshua says that wisdom, she is justified by all of her children. So here, honor the father and the mother. Reverencing, fearing the mother, respecting the mother and the father, priestically right here. Naturalites is a picture.
You have a picture of His Majesty Rasta.
Yes, I have, Jalis.
And you have a picture of His Majesty Dread.
Yes, I have, Jais Vizinai.
And you have a picture of His Majesty Rasta.
Yes, I have.
In my house, there's a picture of
at your eyes. Picture that. Can you see the handwriting? Handwriting on the wall. The picture painting on the wall. Not your eyes right there. Picture on the wall. So stands the theme of the bait. Bait. The Hebrew letter, second letter, bait. Right? Some say bayit. Bayit. In the ancient bayit. You know, saying it full in the contracted bait. The beta. Beta Israel, the Beta Rastafari, the house, and his house. Here. Feel pulse. Your house. Abba.
The conquering lion. shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Here I stand again and again. The conquering I'll break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again.
Victory, victory, Yeshua, B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, name of salvation, name of victory, guidance and protection, Shaggai, Jah protect, Sister Aisha right here, here, here. Guide and protect I&I, words of I&I mouth, meditation, meditation of I&I heart, being humbly acceptable in his sight. So the words. So let's create a wave right here. Chant a psalm, the evening psalm here for the second day, Psalm 48, words, sound, and power. So here within the wave of life, a positive vibration, yes, I, Rastafari, chant the psalm, words, sound, and power.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Guide. Forever and I guide, he who be, we be, Yahweh, hey, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, he who be, we be, we I and I guide, guidance and protection here, Desiree with Zion, yes, I.
Zion, 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 Zion.
Yes, yes, yes. Zion, Zion, Zion. Sister Desiree right there. Zion. Just because you don't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. You see your life? I mean, you see the manifestation of your life. You know, the manifestation, what you do with that life, but the essence. How are the breaths? Do you see the breath? You feel it? You perceive it? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Going to ride up right here. Since we have the fifth book here before us, the Barim, the words, the words, the words. These are the words. But one more Zion tune right here. Haven't heard from St. Garnon in a moment on this tune right here. Here on the podcast, the broadcast right here on the Ear and the Irid. Zion in a vision. Right? Without a vision, the people perish. So get a good vision. Picture this. Yes, I. Writing on the wall. Stretching forth his right hand, the hand of activity, in a vision. Right? Without a vision, the people perish. Picture this, right? The handwriting on the wall, the painting on the wall, word, sound, and power, the word pictures here. Here we have Debarim. 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 Modern Hebrew, they're enunciated as Devarim. Devarim. Ancient pointing, Debarim. Debar. Debar. Word. The words. Debar. To speak, Debar, word, Debarim, words. Interesting, we had Midbar, the previous, the fourth book of Moshe is known as Numbers, but in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew perspective, in the language, according to the science of the language, it's known as Bamidbar, Bar in on by way of the Mead Bar. Mead the bar from Dabar, the same root word we have here for the fifth book, known as Dabarim, the word. So Mead Bar, interesting how that works for wilderness, right? We can break down and build up on the idea of words. Right, words, right, an ordering of words or disordering of words. We notice that with the wandering of the children of Israel, the first generation, we could say the elders that came out, right, were brought out of Mitzrayim, but were not worthy, right? They didn't feel themselves worthy to enter in, but they came out. They came out of Egypt, right, but they did not enter into the promised land. Now we have a new generation, right, 40 years later here in the narrative here as we pick up with the first reading here from the fifth book, the fifth and the final book of Moshe of HaTorah right here, Devarim. So both the 44th sabbatical study here is known as Devarim, and the book from a Hebrew perspective is called Devarim, which means the words. These are the words. Now, point of note, a point of order here, when we said Devarim, words, the Hebrew perspective, the proper context, right, scientifically speaking, right, from the real gnosis and knowledge speaking, Devarim, ha Devarim, adding the definite article ha, ha Devarim means the words, and that refers to the 10 words, i.e. called the 10 commandments, the 10 commandments, 10 words, right there, there, there. But here, 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 picking up Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 3, verse 22. Eile, Eile, these, HaDebarim, these are the words. The final book of HaTorah, of the Torah of Moshe, is called Debarim, the words. It's from the phrase, Eile, Eile, these, Eile, Eile, these, Ha, the Debarim, the words. These are the words, Eile, HaDebarim, found in the opening verse. Now, in the English Bibles, in your English Bibles, KJV, right, Devarim is known as Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy, Deuteronomos, repetition of the law. Now, this is the Greek, you know, from the Greek, you know, we get Deuteronomy, Deuteronomos, 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 like the repetition of the nomos, of the law, right? This is what was used to translate the Hebrew phrase, right, known as Mishneh, the Mishneh. We hear about the Mishnah, the Mishneh, Mishneh HaTorah. Mishneh, right, from the Shana Shene, to repeat, as we say right here, this is the second day, the Sheni, right, the Yom HaSheni. So Sheni, in the Amharic, Ethiopically, we say Senyo, 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 right? In the Ge'ez, right, we say Sene. So in Amharic, we say Senyo, Sene, the Hebrew, Sheni, 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 coming from the Shana sense of like repeating, like repeating. So we have the Mishneh HaTorah. So this fifth book, Deuteronomy, Devarim, the words, also known as the Mishneh HaTorah, or the copy of the Torah, or the, some would say the second Torah, the copy of the Torah. And this is based on what we find in the Hebrew of Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 18. Take note, take note, take note, right? So the Mishnah. So you hear one say, oh, the Mishnah, oh, that's some Jewish thing. Well, actually, it's a Hebrew thing. It's an Israelite thing, right? Generally speaking, this book, it represents Moshe's farewell address to the Beta Israel, to the house, to the call, Beit Israel, to the whole house of Yasharallah, whole house of Israel, where he reviews the history, the narrative, and the Torot, the direction, instructions given to Ha'am, given to the people, and repeatedly, over and over and over again, he warns that obedience, Shemoah to Shemoah, hearing and obeying will bring baraka, blessing, increase, prosperity, while disobedience, hard of hearing, not hearing, is if you don't hear. And Moses' final sermons right here, the Rashas right here, the series of personal discourses in this fifth book, all have the tone, the tone of rebuke. Watch, listen to Moshe's tone. What is Moshe's tone right here? Right? It's a rebuke, correction, admonition. Indeed, some of the sages, they say that it resembles a sort of a deathbed baraka, a deathbed blessing, not unlike the patriarch Jacob, Yaakov's baraka, blessing, given to Banayo, to Banav, to his sons. Now, the book here, Devarim, Deuteronomy, the fifth book right here, Chazak, Chazak, Chazek, be strong, may we encourage one another in I and I studies, growing in grace and in knowledge, iron sharpen iron, as we say, Chazak, Chazak, because of getting through, you know, a book, right, and being as diligent as possible, strength and more strength. The book, it opens 37 days, 37 days before Moshe was to die, namely during the 40th year since the Yetziat, the coming out, Yetziat Mimitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, from the Hekapta, Egypt, on the first day of the 11th month, now called Shevat, the 11th moon, the 11th month, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they were warned. They were in the land of Moab. They're being warned by Moshe here, but where they're located, location, in the land of Moab. And I find this to be interesting, even in our narrative, our history, about 100 years ago, we have the Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews, and the Moors often say within their teaching that there's that link with Moab, right, the Moors, right, and the Moab link. So here we have the Bnei Yisrael, right, we're in the land, and land signifies consciousness, right, when we get into the second of the two truths, right, the metaphysics of it all, the land signifies consciousness of Moab, right? So we have the Moorish Jews, the Moorish temple, Moorish Zionist temple, right? Not Moorish scientists, but Moorish Zionist temple of the Moorish Jews, right? Then we have here, according to the template and type, the Bnei Yisrael were in the consciousness or the land of Moab, just east of the Yarden, of the Jordan, right? Also note the distinction between mentioning the Jordan and the Jordan River. Don't confuse one for the other, even though they are, you could say, somewhat related. East of the Yarden, the Jordan, shortly before they would enter the promised land. Now, since Moshe was forbidden to enter the land, his discourse, his reasoning was concerned with, quote, making plain the Torah, making it plain, right, the plain truth of HaTorah, of the direction, instruction to Ha'am, to the people, to Jah people, so that they would obey Jah's law, his direction, instruction, once they took possession of the land. So we see the steps, the stages here, that they would obey Jah's direction, instruction, once they took the possession of the land. You will obey Jah's direction, instruction, once you take hold, take possession of the consciousness. Now, our Torah portion, the reading here, the manna, Manhu, the manna, the angel's bread right here, the first of the book of Deuteronomy, it begins with Moses recounting the journey from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai to the edge, push them because they're close to the promised land. He mentioned the difficulty of personally. He mentions here the difficulty, the challenges of personally governing the people, Ha'am. We just got to laugh about that. You know, we say about our people, So Moses here, he's testifying about the difficulty of personally, you know, governing Jah people. And he recalled how he had set up a system of the Shoftim, the Shofet. Shoftim in the Hebrew is like the judges, right? Bamarinu, the Farajot, the judges, right? The Danyot, right? To help him administer justice among the various tribes. Moshe then reminded Ha'am Jah people, of the sin, the uckery, the missing, the lack of the spies who came back, the 10 spies especially told lies and discouraged a whole generation. A whole generation was discouraged. It's kind of interesting when we look at our own narrative, our own history. You know, there was a lot of talk about Africa, you know, back in the days. You know, it seemed like a lot of people was talking that talk. But anyway, we have a similarity with the sin, the uckery of the spies that told lies, right, about the Afro-Canaanite, the Canaan, the Canaanite land, and the rebellion, right, of Jah people at the Kadesh Barnea. Interesting. Talking about a revolution, but we can only rebel against ourselves. Ain't that something? Talking about revolution, right? Like the people's rebellion, right, at the Kadesh Barnea. And Kadesh Barnea is interesting when you start to do the Hebrew science on the word, the Kadesh. Kadesh from Kadash, sense of holy, something that's holy or set apart, and Barnea. Barnea is a sense of kind of wavering, like St. Garnet, Garnet Silk has that tune, splashing, dashing, restless sea. You know what I mean? Like sometimes happy, sometimes sad, a kind of a wavering, not standing firm. Now that led to John's decree that no one of that generation would live to enter the land of Canaan, to enter the Afro-Canaanite land, except for Caleb and Yehoshua, except for Caleb and Joshua. Despite John's verdict, he gave a decision, a judge. Here come the judge. The judge has decided. All right, judgment. The people, Jah people, among them, they, quote, repented, you know, you know, of their faithlessness. They repented, you know, when they recognized that judgment that they had to wander, basically, the midbar, the wilderness, right? The mead, the bar, the words, because your words, you're now sentenced to wander in the mead, the bar, so you can, you know, recount those words. But what they did, they immediately repented. You got to watch that quick repentance. You know, they repented quickly, right, of their faithlessness. And then they presumptuously sought to enter the land anyway. You know, after he told them, well, basically, you know, you're going to jail. And you're like, I'm going home. Right? Though they were utterly defeated by the Amorites, it didn't really work out. The Amorites and the Canaanites, you know, they beat them like bees. Now, Moshe then provided an outline. Right, just giving an overview here, synopsis here for this 44th degree of I&I sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words, the oracles. Moshe then provided an outline of the 38-year exile of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, back towards the Sea of Reeds, the Yam Suf, known in the Hebrew as the Yam Suf. In the Metzach Kedusa, the Book of the Seven Seals of Kedemar Haile Selassie, is known as the Etra Bahir, also known as the Eritrean Sea, right? The Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, into the desert regions, deserts of Arabia, and then back again until the next generation was ready to enter the Promised Land, until the next generation was ready to enter the consciousness. You know, not just talking about black consciousness in that general sense. We're talking about the Messiah mindfulness, the true, the real black Christ consciousness, the real consciousness. So that first generation, they wasn't there. But the children, right, I call on the youths because they are strong. They were ready. This time, now with the youths, with this new generation, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, they were able to defeat Sihon, king of Ha'emori, king of the Sayers, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and their land east of the Yarden of the Jordan was divided between the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Now, the portion right here, this 44th degree of the sabbatical study, first reading here in the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy here, it fulfills with Moshe telling his successor, Yehoshua. Now, Yehoshua is already appointed. He's pointed out as being the successor right here. He is the one. You know, he is the one. He'll become captain of the host. He's the one that's going to lead them to some of the greatest victories. When we start to look at those of the leaders, you know, that really fulfilled even the war laws, the war Torah, successfully. We have Yehoshua, Joshua, to a great extent, right? We also have King Dawid, King David. Now, there's a few of the judges that more or less, the judges, you know, they did what they could. But here, Yehoshua is being given instruction, and instruction he's been given by Moshe is this: your eyes have seen all that Yahweh, Eloheka, your power has done to these two kings. So will Yahweh do to all the kingdoms, all the governments into that you are crossing. You all are crossing over. Hebrew, the sense of Hebrew means like the crossover. Interesting context here, right? So they are now actually really being Hebrew even by the act of crossing over, coming out of the desert, out of the wandering, out of the disobedience, into obedience, and they're ready to face these 31. Count them here. There are 31 kings, right? There are actually 31 kings, right? 31 kings, if I'm correct, about 31 kings that they're going to have to conquer, right? This new generation of Yisrael. You shall not fear them. False evidence appearing real, no matter what you see, what it might look like. Don't be like your forefathers. What Moshe is basically saying, remember, you know, this is what his sermons or acts are recounting. So he's really speaking to a new generation, right, about their parents, you know, about what happened with the parents, you know, and what to learn from, you know. All these things was written for our admonition, you know, for our warning, our direction, for our guidance. All these things were written for I and I guidance and instruction as Godmawi Nagus and the guest kind of how this line said, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So what part does a Rastafari have with Haile Selassie say? Huh? It's a question there. Give us the teaching of his majesty. You shall not fear them, for it is Yahweh Eloheka, thy power, who fights for you, who fights for you. All right? Not just in the passive sense as we just sit back and he does all the fighting in some situations, but in some situations he fights for us, and it's an interactive activity. I'd like to share this chazak right here, this chazak wa'amet, right? Be strong and have a good courage right here, here, here. The Hebrew ancient war cry, as I now say, Jah Rastafari.
Where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak!
Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the baring of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually.
We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back?
And so when you hear Kasak, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white. And you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down.
There are souls that must be saved.
And that's just Kasak. The Hebrew statement is Rock Kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's Kasak Emos. The other word that goes with it, Emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had Emos in the Bible? David against Goliath? That's some serious Emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of the duel? Says, oh, for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had him off. They go running out, right through a garrison of Philistines, to grab a cup of cool water, and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moths. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A moth means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get kasak and amatz? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and amatz. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp, this is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, amatz. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak, amatz. Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. You know, that's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ, yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua, the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock, Kasak, Israel. Rock, Kasak, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Rock, Kasak, Israel.
Yeshua, 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 victory, victory, yes I, Rastafari. So here, Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 7, that audio right there, ancient Hebrew war cry right there, the Amat, right, Arat, the Chazak, he has a Chazak right there. But here, Deuteronomy 31 and 7, just to share this right here for the Chavarim. Here we have KJV, King James Version, and Moses called to Yehoshua, Joshua, and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou, the I, must go with this people to the land that Yahweh hath sworn to their fathers, their patriarchs, to give them, and thou, the I, shall cause them to inherit it. Hear. Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua vayomer elayo le aynei call Yisrael chazak ve eimat chazak ve eimat, be strong ve and eimat, have a good courage, ki ata tabo et ha'am hazeh il ha'aretz asher nishba'a Yahuwah la abotam lateta lahem ve'ata tanachilena otam, and you will cause them to inherit. So here, we have this here also in Yehoshua, but here, once again, he commissioned him, right here, gave him a charge, be strong and courageous, chazak ve eimat. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, Prince Farai, this tune right here, every time I hear the words, just another segue here as we're in fifth book here, first Torah reading and feeding, 44th sabbatical, number 44, significance of the number 44, and the 444. We have the 444. Remember Jay-Z did an album some years ago, and 444, and some of the other Yehudi or Jews were a little bit, yeah. Well, it has to do with Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. 444, and here, Debari, 44th sabbatical study, Prince Farai. Every time I hear the word, and here, this is like a Rhema tune, what he did right here so many years ago. It corresponds here with this fifth book right here, so it's a Rhema, a Makom, a standing tune for I, Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Israelites.
And said unto them, hear our words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye shall do them. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day shall be the holy day, a day of Sabbath, a rest day for the Almighty. Whosoever doeth work, then shall be put to death. And work they shall put to death, he shall kindly no fire show your navigation upon the Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, Every time I hear the word. And the Lord said unto Moses, a tree, two table of stone, like unto first, and I will write upon them the table of words, that were the first table which thou art breaking. And be ready in the morning, and come up the morning unto the moon, saying, every time I hear the word, 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 the word. Word is in but blow it unkind. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And Moses gather all his congregation of the children of Israel together, and said unto them, hear the word which the Lord hath command, that we shall do them. 6 days shall do all thy work. But remember the 7 day is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word. Every time I hear the word. Every time I hear the word. The word, 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 the word. Every time I hear the word.
When Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the feats that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time, that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge, for the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me in times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Children of Israel brought them up and out of Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim. Yes, I. So what does that mean, Haverim? Well, we're going to touch on this sabbatical study right here, since we are segueing here in the fifth book, and there's a very important, you know, staring us in the face, this 40 years, this generation gap, you know, and this wandering. What's all this wandering about? right? So here, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, just a couple of highlights right here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, as kind of a prelude before we get into some of the details. Got some questions here for this sabbatical study. Like to go through it podcast night by night, and hopefully for the Haberim brothers and sisters, you know, go through some questions, some reasonings, you know, as per the studies right here, lojs.org. You know, the sabbatical studies, some of the downloads right there, the TPVs, the Torah portion volumes. One can download the PDV, the PDF, PDF copy, or one can get a hard copy. But right here for this
sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, 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 Shabbat Strong.
So we hear the phrase, wait on the Lord. What does wait on the Lord mean? Well, are you disciple or multitude? See, if you're in the multitude, it's like when Yeshua in Matthew chapter 13, he spoke to the multitude. So when he spoke to the multitude, he spoke in parables, right? And so, you know, they seeing see, you know, but don't understand, hearing hear, you know, but, you know, don't get it basically. Right now, the disciples and the studies, so for the studies right here we go to some of the basic points of study, waiting for Yahweh. It's like in the tune right there, oh, that was Marodo, and Tony Rebel right there, you know? Yes, John's always around because he's in I. Right? Know ye not that I bodies, that your body is a temple? If his spirit, the Irit, be in you. So waiting on Yahweh, he who be who you be, is when we listen, Shema'ah, right? Isn't that word is so important? Shema'ah Yisrael, hear, O Israel. When we listen to the voice, not just the outer ear, it's not the outer hearing. It's not according to the hearing of the senses or the foolish virgin, so to speak, but those, you know, who have received that oil in the lamps. Remember the parable of the five wise, five foolish, the five senses. So we have our five natural senses. So in that waiting for Yahweh, who is Elohim? Elohim is spirit, Ruach, is when we Shema'ah, when we hear, right, and listen to the voice of HaRuach. We are waiting. This is what it means. We are waiting on Yahweh when we hear his voice. No, spooky, but it's a part of growing in grace and the knowledge, the gnosis. Walking by the Spirit is another line. What does it mean, walking by the Spirit? Right? Walking by the breath, walking by the wind, walking by the ear, walking by the Spirit. This means, Kavarim, it means to acknowledge, acting on the knowledge of the power of Moshiach, of the anointed, of the ointment, the anointing Spirit within mind, soul and body, within the mind, the soul, carbon, organic body, right, our health-wise, our natural flesh, and also extending even to our, you know, material and the financial things that are there for our physical, right, for our five cycles. So walking in the Ruach means acknowledgement and acting on the knowledge of that power of the anointed, of Moshiach, or some might say the Christ Spirit, the Moshiach, Ruach, within the mind, the soul, and the body as the dominating force. We'll say Jah is in control. Yah is in control. We're within his temple. Jehovah, Yahweh is in his temple. That means having the Irit, receiving the Spirit within. And the attractor of the Spirit is the Word. The Word is like the magnet, the Maganyet. So here we study the Word here, even in this 44th sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong for Debarim, the words. Eile HaDebarim, these are the words. So let's speak a couple of words right here before we write it with today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And after order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 143, 143rd psalm. But first this wandering, right, this wandering right here. No longer wandering, but now they've moved from wandering in the fourth book to the transition here into the fifth book to the march.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong, Shabbat Strong.
The wandering in the wilderness, the wandering in the wilderness of the Bnei Yisrael. Remember the 42, start to study the 42, right? The 42, those 42 stations, stages, spots, encampments, right? Those places. Some of the places are said not to be known today, and we have some big questions for the Haverim. Like, let's reason on, you know, some studies on the location on the ground. But first things first, the logistics right here, the logos, the word right here, the Devarim right here. Why do you think Hashem, the name, Yahweh, Jehovah, commanded this detailed list in the previous book in Numbers chapter 33, verse 2? Now, the Baal Shem Tov had said that the 42, quote, stations, Masa A, right, the places, the spots along the journeys, the trod from the Hekapita, Egypta, Egypt, Kemet, Mitzrayim, to the Promised Land are replayed. It's said to replay. It gives a course. It's almost like a map, a road map, right, for the life, the liberty of every individual Yehudi. Right, so we can apply this here to the Hebrew, to the Israelite, and even a new covenant sense, right, to the Christian, right, as the soul journeys from its descent, right, to its return to its source, right. He never let us down because he brought the children of Israel up, right, when we took the Aliyah, going up. The going up, the Aliyah, going up in the word, the Aliyah, returning to the land, going to the promised land, the Aliyah, making the heights, higher heights, the Aliyah. So here, concerning the wandering of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Bar Midbar. And we emphasize Bnei Yisrael in this context when we're speaking about specifically the sons, the Mandem, right, to whom more is given, more is required to be first in place, one must be first in merit, right? That's why Jehovah says in the Devarim, right, the Esaret HaDebarim, they shall visit the iniquity, right, of the fathers, not fathers and mothers, but the fathers, upon the children, specifically upon the sons of third and fourth generation. So here, course correction right here, 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 right, the metaphysical cycle of the wandering, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel leaving Mitzrayim, the Hekapita, Egypta, Egypt, Kemet, if you please, wandering through the Midbar, Midbar, Dabar, words, Midbar, wilderness, they entering the Canaan and taking possession of the promised land are symbolical, right? You could say allegorical, of the unfoldment and the growth of the individual, the indivisible dual, from the material to spiritual consciousness. Now, just to put a kind of a audible footnote right here, and heal up to Ross Seymour, yes, I duly elected international chaplain of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated for this 2022. He was having a reasonment and got to share, got to post it on individual, this word individual. How do we see this word individual? We refer to it as the indivisible dual. You know, the I and the I and I, but bring it to singularity. Right, bring into oneness, right, not being double-minded, but of a singularity from the material to the spiritual, from the lower to the higher, right, Aliyah, making heights, from material to spiritual consciousness. Now, according to the record and the narrative, the children of Israel, they wandered in the Midbar in the wilderness for 40 years on their way to the promised land. Although, get this, the journey might have been accomplished in 40 weeks. So think about that, 40 years wandering, just going round and round and round. Remember that movie, was it Cool Hand Luke? I think that some of y'all know that movie, Cool Hand Luke, Paul Newman. The warden said, you know, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And he said, boy, if you don't listen, we're going to go round and round. You know, like when the parent will be like the so-called ass-whooping, you know, going round and round. Well, this is what happened to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to a whole generation, right? They wandered for 40 years as they were journeying, you know, round and round. They were journeying to the promised land, but then Jah put them in a loop, you know, put that generation in a loop. Ever feel like you're living in a loop? Put that generation in a loop. Right. Although the journey might have been accomplished in 40 weeks, so 40 years or 40 weeks, right? or maybe if they were obedient, 40 days. But the reason is given in Deuteronomy, right? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 to 3. That's coming up here as we're in the sixth book, Devarim, Deuteronomy, for this Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here at the 44th. But just scroll ahead to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, and you get the reason. Quote, "And thou shalt remember all the way that Yahuwah Eloheka, that Jehovah thy power, thy Elohim, hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble thee." Humble thee. Interesting, one of the themes here on the dubwise for today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, is the themes of humble, right? Humble. You know what I mean? Humble, be humble, humble thyself. But here it says, "And thou shalt remember," remember, like remember the Sabbath, right? Remember. What is the course to remember? What do we do when we remember? If remember is the command, then what do we have to do to remember? Just to call it to mind, to remember, to think on it. "And thou shalt remember all the way." What are we to do? To remember all the way that Yahweh Eloheka hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble thee. To prove thee, right? And we look at this word prove thee, it's like when you're testing metal, metallurgy, something I'm very interested in, you know, the alchemy of it all, right? Metallurgy, like when you're transforming metal, right? You know, and you're proving metal, you know, like when they're making, you know, instruments for farming or instruments for war. You know what I mean? You don't want to have like a sword or a shield that when somebody hits it, it cracks, it breaks, or you hit somebody's shield and your sword breaks up, or you hit the ground, or you know, it doesn't work, right? So to prove it, right? To know, to what? To know that he might humble thee, prove thee, and to know, right? Check out these verbs right here, right? He led thee these 40 years that, for a reason. So we're to remember what? The way that he who be, we be our power, have led thee these 40 years in the Midbar to do what? That he might humble thee, right? Not humiliate. They didn't say humiliate. A lot of people get that confused. Many of us sometimes do in this world flesh, satanic seclorum, right? In this wilderness, so to speak. You know, the difference between humble, right? Being humble doesn't mean humiliate. In fact, the words in other languages don't even begin with the same letter. So in English, you might get that confused. But to humble thee, to prove thee, right? To make thee show, right? To know what was in thy heart. Now, some say, well, doesn't he know what's in thy heart? Yeah, but do you know? You know, that I and I may know as one what is in thy heart. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments. They already said they would, John. How did that work out? Wouldest keep his commandments or no? Im lo. Whether they would do it, im lo. Or no, or if not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Manna. Man, man, ma, ma. Like in Hebrew, what? What? It's like manna is an interesting word in the Hebrew, manna, right? Often referred to like the angel's bread. But in Hebrew, literally, they were saying like ma, 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 what? Manna, manna. Ma is like what? And na is like a, how would it be called? It's like a, like almost like interjection is a better word for it, but it's almost like, please pray the eye. Come on now. It's like expression. It's kind of like expression that has a sense of what now? Like, come on. Like, what is this? Like, what is this? Actually, mana refers to whatness. Whatness. All right. Whatness. Like to do a little vlog on that. Whatness. But the manna, like we call the sabbatical study, like the manna, this sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding is the manna, the angel's bread, the angel's bread, the messenger's bread, because Adonai gave the word and great is the company of them that published the angels, the messengers. So we have to know, well, what it is, right? So with manna that thou knewest not, you didn't know this manna. Did we know what's in this Torah here before we saw our study? No, we didn't. Right? Neither did thy fathers, thy patriarchs know this. Right? No. That he might make thee know. That he might make thee to know. It didn't say to believe. It didn't say to have faith. It didn't say to hope. It says to have that gnosis, that scientia, to have the divine science that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word or everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah doth man live. This is very interesting right here. Why is this interesting right here? Because this is the same words that Robeinu, Adonainu, Yeshua, Ainai Rabbi, Ainai Master, Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth said, right, during those 40 days, right, in the wilderness, right, to HaSatan, to the adversarial mind, or to Satan, if you please. We say the adversarial mind, that man does not live by bread only, right, by the material side of things, but by everything, some say every word. This is where the idea in the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, where Yeshua says this, the adversarial mind, the satana mind, the ha-satan mind, he says it's a rhema word. You may hear people talk about the rhema word. Rhema is a Greek, a Koine Greek, Coptic Greek thing, right? Basically, rhema is like that. It's like the verb. It basically means the verb. Rhema is like verbal, like was it verbum in the Latin, verbum incarnatum, like verbum incarnatum, like the word incarnate, right? So the rhema symbolizes the word incarnate, right? And in Latin, that's the verbum or verbum, verbum incarnatum. That's actually what they say, like, you know, part of the the blasphemy that they say to some popes and everything, you know, like he's the word incarnate. But the word verbum in the Koine of Greek is rhema. And many Christians use this term to say like the rhema's right now word. For example, the logos, the dabar, right, is the word like we have in the Bible, right? You ever have a word in the Bible, you know a word in the Bible, and then there's a situation like, for example, one of the favorite verses was in Psalm 68, verse, I think 9, which says that the Lord sent a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance when it was weary. There's times that I and other brethren and sister and I, we've been like maybe out in the park or somewhere, you know, like in the open air and like reasoning, right? And then the reasoning gets to a certain point and somebody says something, right? And then right at that time they say something, right? Say, I licked that word sound that Adonai gave the, you know, send a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance. And right then, if it rains, you know what I'm saying? The correspondence, the word was written in Psalm thousands of years ago, but I apply to this situation right now, and there's a manifestation. There's like that word creates a ripple in the wave of life. It's the real Higgs boson. The rhema word, right? That rhema word, that right now word that proceedeth out of the mouth, right, of Jehovah, of he who be who he be, in I and we. That's when one is in that I am or that Anahu consciousness. And this is what Moshiach, Yeshua, was demonstrating for I and I, that we may do the works that he do and also greater. Now, when under spiritual discipline or spiritual discipleship, we should accept without murmuring whatever comes to us. Oh, you know, discipleship is work. Right, we have to work out our salvation, as the word says. Right, as Shaul, right, Rabbi Shaul, right, Brother Paulos, you know, we have to work out I and I salvation. When under spiritual discipleship and discipline, we should accept without murmuring whatever comes to us. And you have to always say what murmuring is. See, murmuring, you know, like you get a pain, you're gonna say ouch, you know. But then going on talking about it, remember the word that proceeds out your mouth, okay? And try to find the mental cause, right? You got to find the mental cause for mental health's sake, right? For mental health, the mental cause. We do not go directly to the promised land, right? In other words, to put it within the Brit Chadasha sense, we don't go directly into, you could say, the Christ consciousness. Though people might declare it, they actually don't actually go directly. There's like kind of a wilderness experience, right? Because we are ignorant. We're ignorant. Ignosis. The word ignorant, not, right? In the Greek, not gnosis. You know, ignosis, agnosis. Right, not knowing. We're not knowing of the Torah of existence, right, or the Torah of life. As we find in Romans chapter 8, right, we get the new Torah, right, or the Torah, the renewed Torah. We say, what do you mean by that? According to Romans chapter 8, the Torah of life, right, in the Moshiach Yeshua, that direction, instruction of life, right, the law, the Torah, the direction, instruction of existence. I, he be who he be, I am that I am, Anahu, I am he. We attribute to life a physical, a five cycle, instead of like the real base, you know, the metaphysical, the spiritual base. We try to solve the problem of life in material ways, right, instead of spiritual. Now, this is not one of these reasonments where some people are talking spiritual, and forget about the material. No, the teaching of His Majesty says that, you know, we have to have that balance, you know, that true cross, that balance, right, the material and the spiritual, right, are important, right? For example, we are physical. We have physical bodies. But our thoughts, our spirit, our soul, our life, the essence of it is not seen, is not perceptible. You can't put it under a microscope, right? And thus, constantly, right, we fall short when we try to solve the problems of life and liberty in only material ways, right? Like Black Lives Matter, I ask, is it too materialistic, right? Instead of spiritual way, soul people matter, right? And thus, when we do so, we fall short of what the glory, what's the teaching of His Majesty, for my part, I glory in the Bible. Not just in the book, right? But in the liberty, right? The word become flesh, verbum incarnatum, right? That word become flesh, that word manifesting in one's five cycle, right, manifestation. When we fall short, what happens? We wander to and fro, go round and round, searching for a way out of our difficulties. Notice that the way of Yeshua, that they call Christianity, originally was known as Ha-Derek, Ha-the-Derek, the Derek, the way, right, Mengedu, his way, the way, Ha-Derek, right? We search for a way, right, and we find a lot of ways, but we miss out on the way, as they did for 40 years. We search for a way out of our difficulties, yet being ignorant, right? So ignorance is like a twofold sense. You could be ignorant like this, something that somebody says, you know what's going on behind your back? And if I don't turn around, no, I don't know. I don't know, right? But there's ignorance, you just don't know. But there's also willful ignorance, yet ignoring, knowing what you know, you continue to do what you do, yet ignoring the only way, the way, the truth, the life of the King of Kings, Christ. That is an adjustment, a judgment. You have to make a judgment, a decision, and then make that adjustment of our thoughts, our thinking to the divine, the divine mind. It says, let this mind be in you. That's in the Moshiach, that anointed mind. The soul of man is a mental thing. Yes, the soul of man, she's a mental thing. And her growth depends on spiritual food. Her growth depends on he and she, one, as in the beginning. Thoughts and words of truth. Thoughts, thinking, and words of truth. Ha-Adon, the Lord, the Sovereign, is striving to make himself known in our confused thoughts. And the confused thoughts, they represent the wilderness experience in our minds. The wilderness experience in our minds. And when we cry out, in our sense of lack, lacking, caught lacking, sinning, fucking, falling short, there is an not so visible, right, an invisible outpouring and temporary satisfaction that we feel, that we perceive. Notice our feelings, right, that feelings are real. But notice you only see feelings. People can act out their feelings and express them, but the feeler feels something that is not seen. We are not always aware of the source. But we know that we have in some not seen way been fed inwardly. People who have had this spiritual refreshing after a period of disillumination that they call darkness, they often exclaim, what an outpouring of the blessed spirit we have had. Oh, if it would only stay with us always. We are to be obedient to Shema Yisrael, to hear. I'm not just on the hear for outer ear, but to hear that small, still voice in the innermost of the innocence. All right? Know ye not that ye are the temple? When we are obedient to divine, the divine Torah, direction, instruction, having cast all error out of our mind, we shall consciously have the heavenly substance that higher, that more imperceptible substance all the time. But we shall not attain this condition, this state, this standing, this status, standing, this inner standing, understanding, overstanding by murmuring against HaTorah or by calling blindly and deafly, right, on HaAdon, on the Lord. We must strive patiently. This is patience is a virtue. Virtue is strength. Virtue equals something that makes for strongness. Patience is a virtue. And earnestly to overcome, not be overcome, but overcome our errors, our lack, our lackings, our sins, our ukeries, our shortcomings. Then the Dibrei Elohim, the Dibrei, words or oracles. So Dibrei is another way of saying Devarim. Devarim is like words, and Dibrei is like words up. All right, yeah. All right. Hold on. People. One moment, radio.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Brothers and sisters and brothers. Okay, the live stream. Hopefully ones on the live stream will be able to, you know, catch the live stream. There's a disconnect. I was just informed of that just now. Web mistress, you know, the lady tech, you know, just, you know, and but we did find out that, you know, this is we begin a half an hour later on the Monday on the you know, first podcast of the Shabuah. So for those on the live stream, there's a little disconnection and everything. Hopefully ones and ones can get connected again soon. We got like 16 minutes counting down, 15 minutes, y'all. The ones and ones can call in 515-602-9761. Or those in the live stream that are interested, you know, one can call in and hopefully, you know, as we lay some of the basics, and ones and ones also do their own due diligence, their own research. So when we have our open, you know, open the lines and have our reasonings, because I'm really curious about some of the, you know, all of the questions, the reasonings that pertain, especially to what we are studying or is related to our studies right here. So once again, just to fulfill this part right here, 15 minutes counting down right here. So when we are obedient, when we shema, when we hear, right, and obey. So brothers and sisters, yeah, those on the live stream, hopefully ones can return to live stream and hear the full of it. You know, there'll be a little space right there. But, you know, that's how it is with these things. When we are obedient, Shema, right, to the divine law, direction, instruction, and cast all error, right, all error thought, all Satan thought, right, all the ops, the thought of the ops out of our mind, all adversarial thoughts, you know, dealing with the real Satan, overcoming the real adversary, you know, in the spirit and truth, we shall consciously have the heavenly, the highest substance all the time. But we shall not attain this condition, this state, this standing, this inner standing, this understanding, this overstanding by murmuring against HaTorah or by calling blindly or deafly on HaAdon, on Adawan. Lord, oh my God. You know, but no, study his word, the oracles. We must strive patiently. Patient is a virtue. Right, patience is a virtue, and the word virtue actually means a strength. Right, so what it's really saying is that patience is a strength. Our erroneous thoughts, our lack, our sinning, our uckery, right, our shortcomings, and then the Dibrei Elohim. Dibrei, as he was explaining, right, Dibrei is words of. It's what they call in Hebrew, like a constructive. It's in constructive state. So it's like when we say Haile, it means power of. So it means something behind Haile Mariam, Haile Selassie, Haile Gabriel, you know, Haile. So when we say Dibrei, it's saying words of. But Dibrei and Devarim is basically saying words, except Devarim is just saying words, while Dibrei is saying words of. But Dibrei Elohim is to say the oracles. So it's about the words of Elohim, the oracles, right? Then the Dibrei Elohim will create where? In us, right? No spookism. In I and I, a new man, that regeneration, right? That regeneration. And we, right? And we shall know that there is flesh, blood, and substance of an abiding nature, of abiding nature. This is what the whole fullness, right, of the plan of salvation is about. You know, there's a fall. You know, we're in a fall loop, a fall cycle, right? And we're coming up and out of, right, we say that spiritual Egypt, so to speak. And we shall know that there is and there are flesh, blood, and substance of an abiding nature that Yeshua HaMoshiach manifested, right, as that template and type. And of that we, I and I, can partake through him, right, through him in spirit and in truth. This is Tawahido, that oneness, right? His word is in I and I. We are in him. The Father's in him. They're in us. We are one, one divinity. Thus shall we enter into and begin to take possession of the promised land, possession of the Christ, the true Moshiach mindfulness, the true Christ consciousness that symbolizes the lifting up, right, that resurrection, that lifting up of both soul and body to the spiritual, the higher expression, and that manifestation. Here, calling to mind the words that we find in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is a good study along these levels. There's all the creation, all the natures, all the creation is waiting, right? That means the animals, the creatures, all the living creatures, even the elements, right? All the elementals, all the natures, right? All the natures are waiting for what? Waiting for I and I to grow up, right? Waiting for that manifestation of the B'nai Elohim. Right, it's a very important chapter there, Romans chapter 8 and the fullness. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, today's daily psalm, this is probably a good way to segue right here. First ear, first hear, Psalm 143.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy servant.
Rahim Ru, amen, 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 amen. Did you get those Rhema words? There's a lot of Rhema right now words. You know, that Rhema word. A lot of Rhema words right here that actually reflect even where we're at here with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. And was about to ride up with the Royal Amharic, but from what we just heard, right, the inner ear, you know what I mean? That inner ear, the iritical ear. We have Psalm 143. Let's go through this right here, just to touch on a few of these. Like, okay, the land, the verse 3 where it says, It says, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. Now, my soul is she. Now, in ancient Egypt, you know, they talk about the throne and all that, you know, the throne on top of Osset, Yisset, you know, Yisset on top of her head and everything like that. But the throne actually within the Hebrew is different. So our metaphysical understanding is similar on some levels, but it's different on other levels. The soul now, she is she, right? So here in the context right here for the enemy, he hath persecuted she, my soul, my psyche. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, in disillumination without light, as those that have been long dead. So this theme of the living and the dead, not even just speaking of, you know, the psalmist here, Psalm of David, is not just talking about like physical death, you know what I'm saying? But we're overstating the word, right? Not according to the letter, but the spirit, right? There was a verse here, verse 6. It says, I stretch forth my hands to thee. You see it on the monuments, you know, to overstand the ancient understanding that was universal, right, amongst the ancient nation. There's something that was universal where we give thanks for ancient Mitzrayim and, you know, like you said, Egypt, my people, because there we can see a lot of correspondences. Note this verse right here where I stretch forth my hands. We played the psalm earlier, I think it was Garnet Silk, right? So the Father stretching forth his right hand. Well, the right hand, so as the scripture, the hand of activity, right? The hand of, you could say, action, right? It's an action hand, and the signification of the hand. Hand symbolize work, right? Hand symbolize giving. Hand symbolize receiving. I stretch forth my hands to thee, right? The most active part, we could say, one of the most active parts, right, of our outer body, you know, not talking about the inner, but the, you know, like the extremities is the hands. He says, my soul, she thirsteth, right? Now, the word thirsteth, if you look at the King James Version, the word thirsteth is actually italicized in the KJV, Psalm 143, verse 6. That word really doesn't appear there in the Hebrew. So the more force of the sentence will be, my soul, my psyche, after thee. My soul is after thee. I stretch forth my hands to thee, right? My soul, she is after thee. So both I and my hands to thee, and she, my soul, is to thee. But the likeness here is as a thirsty land. Remember the land? Symbolizing consciousness, the wilderness, the wandering, right? What were the inner reasons? You know, the inner reasons for that, right? There's a couple of other verses that we caught just in hearing the reader, Alexander Scorby, read it. Right, but we can go through a little more details right here. Let's go to verse 10. This verse 10 right here, teach me to do thy will. And thy will, right, be done, thy kingdom come on earth. Right, if you want to fly away to the heavens, no, we just want the praises to go up and the baraka to come down. Right, teach I to do thy will. Right, for thou art, for thou the I Elohai. Elohai in the Hebrew, Elohai, my El, my Hayel, my power, highly I. Thy spirit, the I spirit, right? Notice Romans chapter 8, verse 28, right? We know we are sons, right, and children, right, because his spirit testifies of our spirit. Thy spirit is good. Lead I into the land of uprightness. Right, that Yasha, right, Yasharim, that Yasha, that Jasher, that upright land. Was this one of the reasons there was a generation gap? Then in verse 11, the quicken me. Now, quicken doesn't mean like make me like move around really fast or something like that. That's not the sense of it, the direct sense. Quicken me is like give me life, like cause me to lively up, like almost like if somebody almost drowned in the water. You grab them out the water. You take them on the drier ground, and you do all that CPR and everything, you know, on them, right? And still nothing's happening. And all of a sudden they go, that's the sense of quicken me. Quicken me, oh, Yahweh, hey, oh, he who be, we be, for thy name's sake. Why? Why are we asking to be quickened? For the Hashem, for the name's sake. What's the name? Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Right, for thy righteousness, right, thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul, bring her, bring my soul, my feelings, my emotion, my sense of self, right, out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict she, that afflict her, my soul. So see this balance here where we understand some of the basics, you know, because people from the Bible, but they don't know the science of the Bible. The science of the Bible has, first of all, even from the basic English, with what the words mean and they're translated, the context of the translation. I know we're not speaking this 1611 nowadays, you know, but still, you study Shakespeare, you like any Shakespeare? A lot of us like Shakespeare. We learn those old expressions, but we learn what it means. Right? So the same thing right here, here, here. But this final part right here, the final closing, for I am thy servant. He begins off, hear my prayer, O Jehovah. Give ear, incline your ear to my supplication, to my petition. This is my petition. This is what I'm beseeching, what I'm pleading. It's like you're going to court, right? And you're pleading with the judge, right? In thy faithfulness, answer me. Notice that right there. He didn't say in my faithfulness. Check, check. He says in thy faithfulness. So it's like you're going before the judge. You're in a situation and you say, you know, in your faithfulness, your honor, you know, hear, you know, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplication, right? In your faithfulness, right? In your faith, right? Answer me. Right? Almost like, don't worry about what my faith is, but your faith, right? And in thy righteousness. He doesn't say in my righteousness. You know, we hear a lot of talk about self-righteousness. In your righteousness. Verse 2, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. Establishing a relationship, right, with thy servant. I am a servant of the Almighty Creator of all of this. All of this out. And all this within, enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Right? Shall no man living be justified. Let's get this right here in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, they say man. Man should be in italicizations too. Because in the Hebrew says ki, for kilo, kilo yitzdak, kilo yitzdak, right? To be righteous, lefaneka, in your face, in your perception, in your perspective, in the way you see things, lefaneka, call high, call all high. So it brings out the sense that in your sight, not all things living is not justified, can make themselves righteous in his sight. And this brings I and I right here to the verse 3, just touching on a couple of highlights, you know, from the hearing and also to give a little more clarity so that ones can apply, right, apply the divine science to life and liberty and eat the fruit of the tree of liberty and tree of life. So right here, let's ride up right here. Here we have a couple of rhythm right here. We're going to do this rhythm right here on the rhythm-wise, heal up, be humble, dub, Micah, Shemaiah, right, and Azadaki. Asnadaki, Asnadaki. Yes. Heal up. Apologies right there. Here. This dub wise, be humble.
መዝሙር 142 በቅንፍ 143 ልጁ ባሳዴ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማ በእውነትህ ልመናዬን አድምጥ በጽድቅህም መልስልኝ ሕያው ሁሉ በፊትህ ጻድቅ አይደለምና ከባሪያ ጋር ወደ ፍርድ አትግባ ጠላት ነፍሴን አሳዷታል ሕይወቴንም በምድር ውስጥ አጎሳቅሏታል ቀድሞ እንደ ሞተ ሰው በጨለማ ኑሮኛል ነፍሴ በውስጥ ያለቀችብኝ ልቤም በውስጥ የደነገጠብኝ የቀድሞውን ዘመን አሰብኩ ስራህንም ሁሉ አሰላስ የጅህንም ስራ ተመለከ እጆቼን ወደ አንተ ዘረጋ ነፍሴም እንደ ምድረ በዳ አንተን ተጠማ አቤቱ ፈጥነህ ስማኝ ነፍሴ ያልቃል ፊትህን ከኔ አትመል ወደ ጉድጓድም እንደሚወርዱ አልሁ አንተን ታምኛለሁና በማለዳ ምሕረትህን አስተማ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አንስቻለሁና የምሄድበትን መንገድ አስታውቅ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ተማጽኛለሁና ከጠላቶቼ አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ነህና ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ አስተምረኝ ቅዱስ መንፈስህም በጽድቅ ምድር ይምራኝ አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ሕያው አድርገኝ በጽድቅህም ነፍሴን ከመከራ አውጣ በምሕረትህ ጠላቶቼን ደምስሳቸው እኔ ባሪያህ ነኝና ነፍሴን የሚያስጨንቋትን ሁሉ አጥፋቸው
Yes, that's going to be humble, be humble, be humble, dubbed by Micah, Shemaiah, and Asad Nadaki. Yes, be humble right there. And here from the Royal Amharic, from the King's Bible, the Metzaf Kedush, today's daily psalm, it has a theme of humble petition, humble ask. In the Sefer Tehillim, hebraically, the theme is brought out as a call for Jah's help, a call for Hashem, for Yahuwah's help, right here. So this psalm, well, here, let's write up right here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have a call for Exiavias. The psalm, Tehut, Limena. Tehut, Limena. Ezerek, Melchizedek, Germawi, Chayla Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Tehut, Limena. Tehut, Limena, 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 Limena. Mezmor meto, arba, arba, sauce. Mezmor meto, arba, sauce. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Today's daily psalm, Tehut, Limena. Tehut, Limena, Limena. Here we have a call for Exiavias, help, guidance, and help. This psalm, it resembles the preceding one, and very closely in tone and circumstance, and some say may have the same authorship. Superscription, Liju Basadado Gizeya Dawid Mezmor. To the title of Psalm of David in the LXX, and here in Garmawi Garmawi Haile Selassie's the Metzaf Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have when his son, speaking of Absalom, though his name not mentioned, says Eliju, his son, Basadado Gizeh, when his son persecuted him, Eliju, Basadado Gizeh, Ya Dawit Mezmor, a Psalm of David, Eliju, Basadado Gizeh, Yedawit Mezmor. But the reason for a so-called post-Davidic date mentioned in the introduction to Psalm 142 is said to apply here as well. So the previous Psalm, Himitaden Sol Tzelot, Tzelot, Nawasha, Now the previous psalm, but today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, Mezmor Meto Arba Sos. Mezmor Dawit, a psalm of David, a theme, Tehut Lemenna. Tehut Lemenna, a humble petition, a humble ask. Tehut Lemenna, Lemenna. Lemenikai and I begin with some Ab, the Wolik, Mementus, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Meto Arba Sos. Leju Basadado Gizeh, Ye Dawit, Mezmore, a psalm of David, when his son persecuted him. Leju Basadado Gizeh, Ye Dawit, Mezmore, Kuter An, verse 1. Abetu, Selotain Sema, Baunate, Limanayen Adamit, Vesid Kehema Melissalim. Hear my prayer, Abetu, I, Father, his Father, O Father of the house. Give ear to my supplications. Abetu, Selotain Sema, Baunate, Limanayen Adamit, Vesid Kehema Melissalim, in thy faithfulness. Answer me, and in thy righteousness. Here, Bamarinya Baunet, the eye truth, the eyes objective reality, Baunet, Limenayen, Limenaye, my ask, my beseeching, my petition, Adamit, give ear, pay attention. Besid to him, and in the eyes righteousness. Besid to him, and in the eyes righteousness. Melissalim, Melissalim, answer, answer to I. Kuter hulet, kuter hulet. Verse 2. Hiyal hulu befiteh sadik aydelamina kabar yahel garra wodafurda atigba, and enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hiyau hulu befiteh tzadik aydelemina. Hiyau, life, living. Hiyau hulu all. Hiyau hulu all living befiteh. In the eye's presence, in the eye's perception, in the eye's face. Befiteh tzadik, righteous, tzadik. Sadik, righteous, for in thy sight shall no man living, all living in the eyesight is not sadik, is not righteous, is not just, is not justified. Kabariyah, gar, kabariyah, bariyah, bariyah, servant, slave, bariyah, the eyes, male servant, slave, kabariyah, gar, and with the eyes, servant, wada furd, atigba, wada furd, to judgment, atigba, do not enter towards judgment, into judgment with the eyes, servant. Kuter sos, verse 3. Telat nefsein asadido atal, hiwete nim bemidr wista agwisa kulo atal, kadmo indamote so bechelema anuronyal, for the enemy hath persecuted, falsely prosecuted my soul. Telatih. Here we have telatih, the eyes, male enemy, the eyes enemy, nefsein, my soul, nefsein, my psyche, asadido atal, has persecuted, for the eyes enemy has persecuted my psyche, hiwetenim, and my life, hiwetenim, bemidr wista gusakulo atal, he has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Kedmo, in the mote soul. Kedmo, previously, from before, as one who is dead, as a man long dead. Bechelema anuronyal, in darkness you have caused I to dwell. Kuter arat, verse 4. Nefse bewiste alek etchbin. Zibem bewiste the negatabin. Therefore is my spirit, my irid, overwhelmed within I. My heart within I is desolate. Here in the royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedusa says, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, Nefse bewiste in I. Alek etchbin. She she runs out. She's exhausted. She's spent, overwhelmed in that sense. Alek, right, to be Alek Etch Bing, my soul within I. Not spirit as we have in the KJV, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within I. Mo better, therefore is my soul within I. My soul within I, overwhelmed, she is overwhelmed. Libim, libim, and my heart, the wustay, within I, the negative being. My heart within I is desolate. KJV has desolate, is in a mental shock, my heart, and he is in a mental shock against I, is shocked, is desolate by a mental shock. So we have nefse, the wustay, alek et chibin. My soul, she within I is spent, is overwhelmed. Libim, and my heart, the wustay, the negativing. My heart within I is in a state of shock, mental shock. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. Sarahinim hulu asalasalhu. Yeijinim sarah temelekatuhu. I remember the days of old. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. I recall, I reckon. Yek edmo win the previous zemin, the ancient, even the ancient days, the days of old. Yek edmo winna zemin asabuhu. Sarahinim hulu asalasalhu. I meditate, I meditate on all the eyes works. Sarahinim hulu, all the eyes may work. Asalasalhu, I meditate, I meditate. Yejihinim sarah, and the work of the eye, male hand. Yejihinim sarah, tamalakatuhu. I muse, I pay attention. Tamalakatuhu, I paid attention to the work of the eyes, hand. Ut al sadist, verse 6. Ijochina would ante zaragao. Nesim in the midrebeda antenna pet emach. I stretch forth my hands to the eye. Ijochin, my hands were ante, to the eye. Male speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Ijochin were ante zaragao. I stretch forth my hands to the eye. Nefsim, and my soul, my psyche. Nefsim in the midrebeda antenna pet emach. And my soul thirsteth. She's thirsty for the eye, after the eye, as a thirsty land. Selah, 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 Selah. Utel Sabbat, verse 7. Abitu fetne semanye nefsi alk alech fitehin kene atemeles. Ode gurgwadiman demi wardua alhun. Here I speedily, abitu, I father's father, O Ab of the Beit. Fetne, simang. Here I quickly, speedily. Nefse alk alech. My spirit, here KJV has, my spirit faileth. My psyche is spent. My psyche runneth out. My psyche, my soul. Nefse alk alech. So KJV has my spirit, but here in the Metzav Kedus, nefse, my soul, my psyche, alk alech. My soul faileth. She faileth. She's spent. Fitehin. Kane atamelis, hide not thy face, thy presence, thy perception. Fitehin, kane, kaine, fitehin, kaine, from ine, from I. Kane atamelis, hide not thy face from I. Ode gurgwadim and mi wardu alhun, lest I be like to them that go down into the pit, wada gurgwadim, and to the pit, and the mi wardu, as those who go down, alhun, so I be not as those that go down into the pit. Kuter cement, verse 8. Antenna tamnyalhunna, bemaladam, hiretehinna semain, abirtu nesin. Wada ante anischalhunna, yemmahe debetinna menged asatauk eng. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Anten tamnyalhunna, for in the eye do I trust. Bemalida, in the morning and early I was. Bemalida, mihiretehin, the eyes, mercy, asaman, cause I to hear. Avirtu, nesin, wad ante, anischalhunna, yemehid betinna menged, astaukain, cause I to know the way, the menged, the way wherein I should walk, the way wherein I should trod. Yemaheda betin menged astaukeng. For I lift up my soul, my psyche, I lift up she, my psyche, to thee, I am. Nefsin, whether ante, anischalhuna, yemahida, betina menget, as talking, kuter zetang, verse 9, abetu, whether ante, te matinyalhuna, katalatochin adneng, deliver, save, cause I to be dehna, save, well, deliver I, abetu, from mine enemies, from my haters. I flee to thee to hide me. Whether ante, ante to the I male, speaking directly to he who be who he be. Whether ante, ante to the I and no other. Whether ante, te mat nyalhuna, kut elatoche adneng, kut el asa. Verse 10. Ante amlake nehinna, fik adehinna le madreg asa temreng. Edusa menfesehimma bez idik amidara yimrain. Teach I to do thy will, for thou, the I, art my true good, my true God. Ante amlaki nehinna, ante the I, male, amlaki, my source nehinna, for the I be my source, fek adihin. Fek adih, the I, male, will, fek adihin, le madreg, to do the I's will, asatem reng. Teach I to do the I will. Kedusa menfesehim, kedus holy menfesih, the I spirit, the eyes irid, menfesehim, and the eyes ila irid, the eyes holy spirit, bez idik in righteous midar, in a righteous land, yimrang, and lead I into the land of uprightness, a land of righteousness. Kuter asara and, verse 11. Abitu Silesimih Yawa Dergeng Belsid Kehim Nesina Kamekrawa Utat. Quicken I, cause I to live, to lively up myself, cause I to live. Abitu Silesimih, for thy name's sake, for the eyes male name's sake. Abitu Silesimih Yawa Dergeng Yawa Adregeng Adregeng, cause I to live, quicken, cause I to live. Be Sidkehima, and in the eyes righteousness, the eyes male righteousness, bed sidkehim, nesin, my soul, kamekrawa, outat, and take my soul, my psyche, out of her trouble, out of her tribulation. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul, bring her out of her trouble. Bez it kehim an nesin kamekrawa autat kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Bem hiretehit alatochena demisisacho. Ine bariahin nena nesin yemiasach en kuatin hulu atfacho. And of thy mercy, be mihiretih. Elatochen, demisisacho, cut off, destroy, demolish, cut off mine enemies in your mercy. Elatochen, demisisacho, KJV has, and of thy mercy, Bamarinya be mihirete, and in the eyes, male mercy, Elatochen, my haters, my enemies, demisisacho, demolish them. Cut them off, destroy them. Inne, I, Bariah, Nenna, I, the eyes male servant, for I am, the eyes male servant. Inne, Bariah, Nenna, Nesin, my soul, my psyche, Yemiyasach, Enkuatin, Hulu, Atfacho, and destroy all them that afflict, that cause anxiety, constraint to my psyche, Nesin, Yemiyasach, Enkuatin, Hulu, all and all them that afflict, that cause distress, anxiety to my soul, atfacho, destroy them, cause them to perish, cause them to be lost. Bem hiretihit alatochen demisisacho. Ine bariahinna nesin imiyasach en kuatin hulu atfacho.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
مزمور متوار باهولت بك النف متوار باسوس لجوب أصاد دلو قزي يداويت مزمور عبيتوز ألوتين سما بأونته لمناين عدمت بطرق أهم اللسلي هياو هلو بفيتز عادق عيدل لمنا كباري هاگار ودفر دات تقبا تلات نفسينا صادوا تال هيواتينم بمدروست عقوس عقلوا تال كدمون دمو تسو بچ اللما نرونيال نفسي بوست يعلق اتشبي لبين بوست ايدنگت ابي يك ادمون زمن عصبو سراهنم هلو عصل عصر يجهنم سرات ملكت الجو تشين ودان تزرقاو نفسي من دم دربدا انتن تتأمات عبيتو فتنا سمعي نفسي عالكالج في تهن كاني عالتملس ودا قدقواد من دم يوردو عالهون انتن تامن يالهن بمال دامرتهن عالسمعي عبيتو نفسين ودا انتن سيتش عالهن يمه دبتن منقد عالستاوقي عبيتو ودا انتن تماتن يالهن كتلات وچادني انتن عملاكينهن فكادهن لمادرق عالستمري قدوس منفسهم بطدق مدريم راي عبيتو سلسم هياو عدرقي بطدقهم نفسين كمكراو تات بمهرته تلات وچين دم سساتشو اني باريهن اننا نفسين امياس چنقواتن هلو عطفاتشو
Bring forth the Bible 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 Bring
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake. For thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant, 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 thy
servant. Look how long I and I down in a Babylon. Thank you.
Today's daily song, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, a midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143. Shalom Chavarim, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, a midrash on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, Psalm CXLII. Here, midrash on today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mem Gimel, Kof Mem Gamel. Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a Tefillati, Ha'azina Al Tachnunai, Be Emunatecha Enenni, Be Zidkatecha, We Al Tavo Be Mishpata Etta Avdecha. Ki lo yitzdaka lefaneka kol chayi. Here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 143, Hebraically verses 1 to 2. A psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hear. Mizmor le David, a psalm of David. Yahuwah Shema'a tefillati. Jehovah, hear my prayer. Yahuwah Shema'a tefillati. Ha'azina al tachnunai. Give ear, ha'azina, give ear, broaden the ear, give ear to my supplications. Ha'azina il tachnunai, ha'azina il tachnunai. Be emunatecha, enayni, be zidkatecha. In thy faithfulness, be emunatecha, in thy faithfulness, answer. Enayni, answer I, and in thy righteousness, be'tzidkateka, be'emunateka, enayni, be'tzidkateka, we'al tabor, be'mishpata, et avdeka, and enter not, we'al tabor, we'al tabor, and enter not into judgment, we'al tabor, The mishpat, into judgment. Etta avdeka, with thy servant. We al tavo, the mishpat et avdeka. Ki lo yitzdaka, le faneka kol chayi. For in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Ki lo yitzdak, for not to be justified, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, in the eyesight, in the eye presence, in the eye face, le faneka, call all chai, call chai, call chai, all living, call chai, ki lo yitzdak, le faneka, call chai, mizmor le David, Yahuwah Shema'a tefillati, ha'azina illa tachnunai, be emunateka enayni, be zidkateka, ועל תבוא במשפט את עבדך, כי לא יצדקה לפניך כל חי. Shlomo, said, A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Hear, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 20, Verses 8 to 9. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. Mi Zareh
Ze Ainav call Ra'a. Mi Omara. Zikiti Libi. Taharti me chatati. Here, Mishle Shlomo. Here from the Mashal, the Proverbs, the Parables. Here, allegories of Shlomo, of Solomon. Proverbs chapter 20 here, verse 8. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. Scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Mi Zareh b'aynav. B'aynayo kol ra'a. Mi Zareh scattereth b'aynayo. With his eyes kol ra'a. All evil kol ra'a. Mi yomar, who can say? Mi, who, yomar, who can say? Mi yomar, zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Zikiti libi, I have made my heart clean. Taharti, I am pure. Taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my sin, from my ukri, from my lack. Me chatati. Mi yomar, zikiti libi. Taharti, me chatati. On the day of judgment, who, on the day of judgment, can any man say, I am pure from my sin? On the day of judgment, can any man say, Taharti me chatati, I am pure from my ukri, fukri, I am pure from my sin. Taharti me chatati, Taharti, I am pure. I am clean, I am pure, taharti, may, from chatati, from my ukri, my forfeiture, my lack. So, on the day of judgment, can any man say, taharti, may, chatati? No man will be able to stand firm. Thus, like this, scripture says, Yahuwah Chah will suddenly come to his temple, but who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? Hear, Malachi chapter 3, focus verse 2, but here full of verse 1 and verse 2. Hinni shaleach malaki uafina dereka lefanai uafitoma yavo illa hekalo ha'adon asher ratema mevakshim. Ua malaka habrit, asher ratema chefetzim, hine va amar Yahuwah tzvaot. Here, full of full, verse 1, behold, I send my messenger, hini asholeach malaki, behold, I send malaki, my messenger, my angel, my messenger, malaki, hini sholeach malaki, and he shall clear the way before me. Ua fina dereka lefanai. He shall clear the way before me, before my face. Ua fina dereka lefanai. And the Lord, whom y'all seek. Ua fitom yavo, illa he kalo, will suddenly come to his temple. Ha Adon, the sovereign, ha, the Adon, ha Adawan, ha Adon, the sovereign, ha Adon, asher atem mevakshim, whom asher y'all atem, mevakshim, whom y'all seek, u afitom yavo, illa hekallo, ha Adon, asher atem mevakshim, and the messenger of the covenant, u malak habrit, and the Malaak, the messenger, the angel, U Malaak HaBrit, of the Brit, of the covenant, whom y'all delight in. Behold, he cometh. Asher Ratem HaChefetzim, the one in whom Chefetzim, whom Atem, whom y'all, you all, Chefetzim, delight in, behold, Hine Ba. He cometh, hine, va, hine, look and see, va, he cometh, amar Yahuwah tzvaot, saith amar Yahuwah, he who be, we be, tzvaot, of armies of hosts. Hinni esholeach malaki, uafina dereka lefanai, uafitoma yavo ella hekalo, ha'adon asher ratema mevakeshim, u malaka habrita, asher ratema chafetzim, Hineva, Amar Yahuwah Tzvaot. And here, Malachi, here, verse 2. Umiya mekalkela et yoma bo. Umiya ha omeda de herauto. Here, here, here. But who may abide the day of his coming? Me and who? Me, mekalkel. Mekalkel, or who may abide at the yom, the day, bo, of his coming. Me, mekalkel, at the yom, bo, and who shall stand? Me, ha, omed. Me, ha, omed. Who shall, ha, omed? Who shall stand? De heraoto, when he appeareth, when he is visible, when he is seeable, when he appeareth. O mi mekalkel et yom bo. O mi heraoto. That is to say, that is, who will be able to stand firm on the day of judgment? As Jeremiah said, thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, not of peace, asking and travail with child. Wherefore, why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces shall be turned into paleness? Here, here, Jeremiah 30. Shaluna u rao im yoled zakar madua raiti kol gever yadava alla chilatava ka yoleda ve nehefku akola panim li yerakon. Here, here, here. Ask y'all now and see. Shaluna. Ask y'all now. Ask y'all now. Ask y'all now. Shaluna. And see y'all. Shaluna. Whether a man doth travail with child. Im yoled zakar. If a man doth travail with child. Im yoled zakar. If a male doth travail with child. Im yoled zakar. Wherefore, why? Make me know. Madua. Raiti, I see. Call geber. Wherefore, why? Cause me to know. Madua raiti. Why is it that I see? Madua raiti. All gever. Every man. Every man, that is to say, like every mighty man, almighty man, all gever, call gever, madua raiti, call gever. Wherefore do I see every man, every mighty man, like to say every warrior, every mighty man. Yadav Allah chilatav ka yoleda. Yadav or yadayo, his hands all upon chilatayo. On his loins, up on his loins, the loins, like the small of the back, the loins, every man, his hands on his loins. Yadayo ala chilatayo ka yoleda. As a woman, ka, like yoleda. As a woman with child, ka yoleda. As a woman in travail, ka, like as yoleda. Ka yoleda, as a woman in travail, as a woman with child. We nehefku akola panima le yerakon, and all faces kola panim are turned. We nehefku are turned kola panim, all faces, all countenances, all faces, all perception le yerakon into paleness. Full of four, Jeremiah, Jeremiah. Shaluna, ima yoled zakar, madua raiti kol gever, yadayo Allah letzayo yoleda, we nehefku akol panim ale yerakon. On the day, there will be no man with, every face will turn pale. Even Abraham's, because Yishmael, even Yitzhak, because of Esau, and even the heavenly host, because of Yisrael. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. We nehefku kol panim le yerakon. We nehefku achol panima le yerakon.
Here, Midrash notes. Here, it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. Now here, from this particular verse right here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, Jeremiah reads, We ne hefku kol panim le yerakon, yerakon. All faces called panim are turned, we ne hefku le yerakon, into paleness. Here, bringing out this sense, there's another word also in the Hebrew, but here in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah, where it says, Ask y'all now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore, why, madu'a, ra'iti, why do I see, ra'iti, all man. Here we have the gever is a strong man. Here is the Hebrew also for the warrior, emphasizing strength or ability to fight. So here, in the phrase where it reads, Wherefore do I see every man, madua, why, or make me know why, what to know, cause me to know why I see, madua, araiti, I see, call geber, ancient pointing called geber, modern Hebrew called geber. Now the geber is the man, translated as man, but it's a strong man, it's a warrior. Here we have the Hebrew, the H1397, the geber, the warrior. Why do I see all warriors, all valiant man, all geber, called geber? Yadayo, Allah, Chnatayo, Ka Yoleda, like a Yoleda. Yoleda, a woman with child, or in the old King Jamesian, the older translations, as a woman in travail. Yoleda, a woman with child. That's why it asks, im Yoled, Zakar, whether a man asks, and see whether a man or a male, Zakar, im Yoled, Zakar, whether a man travail with child, whether a man gives birth. Right? So when it says, on the day of judgment, there will be no man with serene face. Every face will turn pale. It says, even Abraham's, because of Yishmael. Even Yitzhak, even Isaac's face, because of Esau, because of Esau. Even the heavenly host. Now here, there's a reference to Sanhedrin 98 and B. There's a reference when it mentions even the heavenly host, because of Yisrael, because of Israel. For it is said, all faces shall be turned into paleness. Where nehefku are called panim le yerakon, so the yerakon turned, hafak to turn, to overthrow, to turn. Where nehefku will be changed. The idea, the implication would be changed, turned into paleness. Le yerakon. What is yerakon? Here we have the H3420, yerakon. The BDB, the Brown's Driver's Briggs definition, bringing out this Hebraic word, this Hebrew word, yerakon. Mildew, the sense of mildew, paleness, lividness, the sense of mildew, the sense of rust, the sense of paleness. Here, yerakon. Now, in Strong's, it's brought out as paleness. Whether it's persons, it could be paleness, yerakon, of persons, from fright, or of plants, from drought, or from drought. So the sense of, like in plants, is like mildew, in the sense of persons brought out as paleness from fright. Here the root is the H3418, right, of Yerakon, from Yerek. What is Yerek? Yerek, the BDB, Brown Driver's Briggs, brings out greenness, as in sense of green plants, as a sense of greenery, right, in the sense of vacuity. The vacuity of color, like losing color in that sense, right? Properly, the pallor, that is, the yerek is the yellowish green. So not the green, but the yellowish green of young and sickly vegetation. Concretely, it's like verdure, that is like the green or the vegetation, but the turning of that color, right? And then we have from Yerek, getting to the root of Yerek, the H3417, we have Yarak, and here we get to the root of Yerakon. The Yarak is to spit, the idea of spit. So we have the sense of, in plants, the color, the changing of the color,
might of the green plants, a yellowishness. And then in the sense of persons, it's like they're losing color, as it were. They're turning pale, you know, like losing melanin, right? Or like from a living person to when like a dead body loses that color. It loses the color, turn to paleness. Thus here in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, where it reads right here, when the hefku kola panim le yerakon, and all faces are turned, all faces are changed, are turned into paleness. So the full of the verse here from Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 6, we have the gestures that the men, the mighty men, the gever, right, the gever, not just the Adam or Ish, but we have the sense of the warrior. So when it says, why do I see every man, the Hebrew sense is, why do I see every warrior, every strong man making the gestures, right, displaying the gestures in their anguish, and these gestures that the mighty men, the strong men, the warriors are displaying in their anguish are comparable with the throes of a womb man, with child of a womb man, mo better in childbirth, in giving birth. So the same gestures that the womb man would make when bringing forth a child in childbirth, in travail, are the same gestures right here that the prophet Jeremiah is saying, why am I seeing through the spirit of HaKadosh? He's saying, Baruch Hu, he's saying, why do I see every mighty man, I see every man, every strong man, every warrior, acting like they are giving birth, like a woman in travail. Accordingly, David said to Hail, said to the Almighty, to the Power, because of the day of judgment, I entreat thee, the eye. Behold, I beseech, I beg the eye to answer me, to answer I, and show mercy to me. Hence, hear, even today's psalm, he said, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplications. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Kof Mim Gamel, Mizmor Le David, Yahuwah Shema'a, Tifilati, Ha'azina Ella Tachnunai. O he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Shema, Tifilati, hear my Tifilati, hear my prayer, give ear, Ha'azina, broaden the ear, Ha'azina, Ella Tachnunai. Il tu tachnunai, to my supplications. If thou showest no mercy to me, how can one stand firm? This is to say, if thou, the I, Yahuwah, showest no mercy to me, showest no mercy to I, how can one, anyone, how can one stand firm? So, when Job prayed, even in Job chapter 14, verse 13, he said, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi ten bishola tatapineni. Here, Job, chapter 14 here, first part of verse 13. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world, or bishol, and sheol in the nether world, the underworld, the sheol, the tuat, the da'at, the underworld, often called by the Greeks the Hades, the sheol, by the ancient Kamitiu, the Mitzrayim, the tuat, the duat, the hell, the Hades, the duat, the underworld. Here, Eov says, me, who, yitain, who will give? Who will give? This is the idea speaking directly, like, who will give? Oh, that thou, here the Hebrew, me, who, yitain, who to give? Be sheol, in sheol, in the nether world, tatsa pineni, oh, that you will hide me in the sense of, like, treasure me up in the nether world. There appears here in this impassioned appeal some groping towards the hope, the expectation of a life, a liberty beyond. This is Eob, this is Job right here. Job sees that his well-being, right, is degenerating, right, and he is dying. He's on the way to the underworld, to the Sheol, the Duat, the proverbial, quote, Hades, so to speak, the Hebrew Hades. And here he's saying, me yitain, who will give? Oh, if thou give, but who? If not you, then who? Me yitain, be Sheol, in Sheol, tatsapineni, to tsafan, to treasure. Right, in the sense of hide me. So there appears in this impassioned appeal some groping towards a life, towards a hope of a life beyond the present circumstances. The thought strikes him that there is a possibility of another fate, than that of eternally abiding in the underworld, in the Sheol, Hebraically the Sheol, Kemetically the Duat, right, according to the Greeks, the Hades, or pseudonymously the hell, the underworld. So the thought is striking him, Eov, that there is a possibility of another fate than that of eternally abiding in Sheol. Perhaps he would remain there for a set time and then be remembered by Ha Elohim Ha'ilahim, by Shaddai, by the Almighty. Hear, hear, hear. Job prayed, oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the nether world. Mi yitena bi Sheol, Tatzapine ani. Hakadosh Baruku, the Holy One, blessed be he, asked forever, Selah, la netzach, forever. Job replied, until judgment will have passed, until indignation will have passed, until wrath will have passed, until thy wrath be past. Tastereini adashuv apecha, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past. Ad shuv apecha, ad until shuv turned, apecha thy wrath, until thy wrath be past, until thy wrath be turned. Ad shuv apecha. Similarly, David said, enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. And enter not, ve'al tavo b'mishpata et abdeka, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, ve'al tavo b'mishpata et abdeka, with thy abed, with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified, for not justified in thy sight all living, for not justified in thy sight all living. Hear the Hebraic order of words. Ki loa yitzdaka lefaneka kol chai, all living, kol chai. So it does not read no man, right? It doesn't read no man. It actually reads all living, kol, all, chai. All living, called high. And the order of words is not, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hebraically is, for not justified in thy sight. Ki lo yitzdak lefaneka, all living, called high. All living, called high. That is to say, David was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, wilt thou bring me to enter into judgment with thee, with the eye? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? How is a servant to enter into judgment with his master? Similarly, Scripture says, even of Eov, even of Job, in Job chapter 10, verse 15, if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. If I be righteous, if I be righteous, lo esa, not to lift up roshi, yet shall I not lift up my head. With tzadakti, lo esa roshi, if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head. With tzadakti, lo esa roshi. Lama lo? Why not? Lama lo? Because every man is a servant to thee, to the eye. And everything he owns belongs to his master. Again, Scripture says, only do not two things to me, then will I not hide myself from thee, from the eye. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy terror make me afraid. Hear, Eov. Hear, Job. Job chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. Hear, Yob, Job, chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Akstaim alat asa imadi, aza mi panecha loa es satir, kapecha me alaya harhata, ve matecha ala te vaitani. Only do not two things to me. Akstaim, ak shitaim, Ak Shetayim, or in modern Hebrew, Ak Shetayim, only, to say only two, only two, only two things, Ak Shetayim, Ak Shetayim, Shetayim, Ala Ta'as, Imadi, do not, two things to me, Ala Ta'as, don't do Al Ta'as, don't do Al Ta'as, don't do Imadi, Imadi, to me, with me, only do not two things to me, only do not two things with me. Aka shetayim ala ta'asa imadi. Then will I not hide myself from thee. As, then, as mi panecha, as mi paneka, from thy face, mi from paneka. As, then, from thy face, as mi paneka. Lo esatir, lo, not, no, esatir, not hiding, I will not hide. Lo esatir, as mi paneka, lo esatir. So he says here in verse 20, only do not two things to me, with me. Then will I not hide myself from the az mi paneka, lo esatir. And here the two things. Kapeka, me alaya harhak, withdraw thy hand far from me. He says, kapeka, thy hand, thy kap, like thy palm. Kap, kapeka, the I, male hand, me alai, from above I, from I, to say may, from alai, from upon I, thy hand, thy like palm, thy hand, from upon I, harhak, harhak, to be far, harhak, 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 don't make your right hand far from me, your palm, your hand, kapeka, may alai, from above I, harhak, don't withdraw, make it far from I, first thing. Secondarily, ve ematekha, we and ematekha, ema, ematekha, the I terror, the I emat, we ematekha, al te va itani, al te va itani, and make not thy terror make me afraid, don't make thy emat make I afraid, hear, hear, hear. And also Eob, and Job also says, even in Job chapter 10, verses 9 to 12, Job says, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast fashioned me as clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Thy providence, provida, hath preserved my irit. Here, Eob chapter 10 here, verse 9. Zikar na kia ka homera a sitani, we illa afara te shiveini. Remember, zikar na. Please remember, I beseech the eye. Remember, please. Zikar na, remember, please. Zikar na ki ka homera a sitani. Remember. Please remember that thou hast fashioned me, hath fashioned I as clay. Ki for ka chomer, like clay. Asitani, like clay you have fashioned, you have made, ani. Zikar na ki ka chomer asitani. And wilt thou bring me into dust again? We illa afara te shiveini. Tishibe ani, will thou bring ani, I, into, we illa afar, into the afar, into the afar, wilt thou bring, will thou return I to the afar again, we il afar, tishibe ni, verse 10, hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me as cheese? Hello, ka halav, tate keini. We ka gebina takapieni. Hast thou not poured me out like milk? Hello, is it not? Hello, is it not? Hello, is it not? Ka chalav, milk, chalav, ka like chalav, milk, tatekeni, poured me out and curdled. We ka gedina, gabina, like cheese, like the cheese, gabina or gavina, ve ka gavina, modern Hebrew, we ka gavina, like cheese, takapie ani, curdle I. Verse 11, thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Or ua basara tala bisheni, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Ua va itzamot, uba atzamot, bones with gidim and sinews. Tisa kikeni. Has knit I. Oro upasara tala bisheni uaba atamota wegdima tisa kakeni. Verse 12. Wilt thou grant me? Thou hast granted I life and favor. Chayim. Wa chesed. Chayim, life. Wa and chesed, and favor, loving kindness. Chesed. Chayim, wa chesed, life and loving kindness. Asita, imadi. Asita, you have done, imadi. You have done with me. So the sense is not so much granted, but doing. You have done with me. Imadi. Chayim, wa chesed, asita, imadi. And thy providence hath preserved my spirit. Ufa kudateka shamra has preserved, has guarded, has hedged about. Shamra ruchi has preserved ruchi, my spirit, my irit ruchi. Remember. Zakarna kiaka chomera asetani will afara te shibeni hallo khalava tate khaini we kagi bina taka pieni ora ubasara talabisheni uabat amota wegdima tisa kakeni chayima wa chesed osita imadia ufa kudate ka shamra ruchi. And withal, wilt thou summon me to stand for judgment? And with all of that, wilt thou the eye summon me to stand for judgment? Lama, why? Since man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and withereth. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee, with the eye? Hear Job. Job chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Man that is born of a woman, man, Adam yulud isha, ketzar yamim usava rogez. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Adam yulad isha, ketzar yamim, few days, ketzar yamim usava rogez, and full of trouble. And satisfied with trouble, and satiated with trouble. Usva roges. Adama yulada isha ketzar yamim usva roges. Ketzitza yatza vayimala vayayivrach wa katzela zitlo yaemod. He cometh forth like a flower. Ketzitza yatza. He cometh like a flower, he cometh. Ketzitz, he cometh like a flower, ketzitz, yatsa, he cometh. Ketzitz, yatsa, vayimal, and yimal, and withereth. Ketzitz, yatsa, vayimal, vayivrach, and he fleeth. And he fleeth, wayivrach katzel, and he fleeth like a tzel, like a shadow. Willo ya'emod, and continueth not, and standeth not. Here, Hebraically, willo, and not ya'emod, and not standing, and he doesn't stand. He's not able to stand. The sense here, Hebraically brought out in translation, continue. He cannot stand. He cannot stand firm. In other words, he cannot continue. Ketzitza yatza wayimala, wayivrach Vayibracha katzela willo ya'emod. Verse 3. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Af al ze, pakachta aineka, we oti tavi bemishpat aimak. And dost thou the eye open thine eyes up on such a one? Af al ze, pakachta aineka, pakachta. You opening your eyes, opening, pakachta, aineka, the eye, male eyes, with oti, and me, to say with me, and oti, the oti, with oti, and me, tavi, and bringing me, with oti, tavi, v'mishpat, in judgment, v'mishpat, imak. Here, full of all, Adam yulad isha, Kitzar yamim usiv arogez kitzitza yata wa yamala wa yivrach katzela ulo yamod af alze pakachta aineka weoti atavi bemishpata imak. And Shlomo and Solomon said, who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? And Solomon said, who can say, Mi Yomar, Zikiti Libi, Zikiti, purified, Zikiti Libi, purified my heart, I have purified my heart, Mi Yomar, who can say, Zikiti Libi, Taharti me chatati, I am pure. Taharti, I am pure. Me chatati, from my akari, I am pure, from my, I am purified from my sin. Who can say, Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati. So here, this is to say concerning human imperfection. Who can say, Mi yomar? The implied answer is no one, nobody, no one. In biblical doctrine, Hebraic teaching, it is always assumed that no man is faultless. And this is brought out right here, even in connection with Eov, even in connection with Job. Mi yomar zikiti libi, taharti me chatati, mi yomar. On the day, what a day. On the day of judgment, no man can declare himself pure because, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, there is no man that sinneth not. There is no man that doesn't uck up. There is no man that sinneth not. Here, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 46, full of full. Ki ye chet'u alaka ki ein adam asher lo ye chet'a. Ve anafta vama ua netatama lifneya oyeva ve shavuma shovehem il eret ha oyeva rechoka o kerova. Here, full of verse right here, KJV first. If they sin against thee, for there's no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives to the land of the enemy, far or near. Kia yechetu laka, kia ein adam asher lo yechetu we anafta pam ua netatama lifneya oyeva we shawuma shobeihem il eretza ha oyeb re choka o rova, far or near, the land to the land of the enemy, il eretza ha oyeb re choka, re choka, ni far re choka or keroba, or near. But here, zooming in to the first part of the verse right here, kia ye chet'u alaka, if they sin against thee, against the eye, kia ye chet'u, ki ye chet'u lak, if they sin against the eye, ki for ein Adam, there is no Adam, ki ein Adam, there is no Adam, asher hu lo ye chet'a, ki ein Adam, asher lo ye chet'a, lo ye cheta. There is no Adam who doesn't uck up. There is not an Adam who does not uck up. There's not a man, common man, all man, who does not sin. Ki ain Adam asher lo ye cheta. Ki ain Adam asher lo ye cheta. And because, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not uck up. Ki adam ein atzadik abaretz asher ya seto v'lo yecheta. There is not a righteous man up on earth. Ki adam, for Adam, ein not tzadik, for Adam, not righteous, ba'aretz, bringing out the Hebrew, for Adam, ein, there is not, for Adam, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, or bringing out the translative sense, there is not a righteous man up on earth, there is not a righteous Adam, but the Hebrew sense, ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz, for, because Adam, there is not tzadik, righteous, ba'aretz, upon earth, asher, who, ya'aseh tov, who doeth good, and does not yechetah, and does not uck up. In the sight of Ha Elohim, Hai Lahim, true good, true God, not even the heavens, the Shemayim, are pure. In the sight, in the eyes of Hai Lahim, Ha Elohim, not even the stars are pure. For it is said, even here, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Gimel, Mizmor Kof Mem Gamel, Psalm 143, here in the second verse, in thy sight, no living